gather here hand in hand. Welcome to His Stories Broadcast with Pastors Gil Michelle and Kevin Michelin. Every person has a journey in this life, and God is indeed with us in our journey. In this broadcast, you will be encouraged as you hear others share stories of ways that God has worked in their lives. If you are having questions about God, or you know Jesus and like being encouraged and inspired, then we ask that you pay close attention to the program to hear stories of changed lives. In both church and the courtroom, we call these stories testimonies. So stay tuned with Kevin and Gil as we hear some incredible testimonies from inspiring witnesses. It's time to testify.
Well, welcome again to His Stories Broadcast, and as was mentioned in the opening, we're just expressing God's love in people's lives, and what He is doing, it's evidence. So if you go to the Lord in prayer, we have a special guest this morning, which I'm very excited about being able to have her share her story. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we give You glory. We thank You, Lord, that we can call You Father. We thank You, Lord, that As what we're taught to pray, that You are in heaven, and hallowed be Your name. Lord, we ask that Your kingdom will come, and that it be just magnified and glorified. And Lord, that the words that are spoken here this morning, that they would be one more advancement. And I thank You for the precious life that we have here. And I thank You, too, for our guest this morning, and that we're going to be able to hear what is so evidence of what the evidence of what You've been able to do in her life. Lord, we give You praise for all these things. As You just be with this moment and this time, and as people are listening, that they be blessed as well. Give You praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Hey, Gil.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
Yeah, good. You know, little things just make me kind of happy.
And, oh, okay.
I got some brand new socks, so I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, morning. My. So,
yeah. Were you walking in holiness earlier?
Yeah,
very, very holy socks. Yeah.
What he actually said off the mic was, wearing those headphones made him feel important, right. And that made him happy. Amen.
A lot of things make me
happy. Yeah, that's good.
Headphones and
yeah.
Socks.
Yeah,
headphones
all right now. Socks. I see what we're dealing with today. Dude, let us pray again.
You see, our guest deals with a lot of shyness.
So. Oh, yeah.
How was your weekend, Kevin?
Oh, man, it was great, really. Yeah. A lot of great blessings. I had an opportunity. If I didn't say this, I would be remiss to say I went through my wife and I have been married for 22 years. And,
awesome.
And
so congrats.
We normally go out to Burger King.
for your anniversary? Hold on, Eric. Okay, okay.
So, but this time we went to a really nice place. And the only way I'll plug them is if they'll pay for the show.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So anyways, it was a really nice evening. We just had to be able to celebrate with
nice.
Each other.
Sweet.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, this weekend was actually interesting for us as well. We, as you know, our church, that church downtown, we've been having services on Saturday nights. Uh-huh. And so we relaunched with services on Sunday now.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So I call it TCD 2.0. And so, yeah, it was good. We had a really good Sunday, had a good crowd, and it was awesome.
You guys are on fire.
Yeah, really thanks. Yeah, man, it was good. But enough about us. We do have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Kimberly Ann Bonds. And what I didn't tell Kimberly Ann
earlier. Here we go.
No, nothing bad, actually. You know, she's kind of like a radio crush. Like, I used to always hear her on the radio, and she had the coolest voice. I'm like, what's that? You almost sound like Delilah, like on the radio a little bit.
Now I'm feeling a little bit of pressure.
No, not at all.
Not.
But I used to have to do a drive out to Middlebury for a while, and, like, she happens to be on at that time when I was driving out there, and, like, she's a radio personality, if you haven't guessed already. And so I was always blessed by your broadcast and what you were saying on the air.
Absolutely.
And so, we have Kimberly Ann Bonds, radio personality extraordinaire, with us today to share her testimony. Kimberly Ann.
It's so good to be here. And I've talked to the gentleman ahead of time, and I said, you're going to have to keep me on task. I'm watching the clock tick down.
Good,
and isn't it wonderful that God has so much that He puts into life and so much to share? I do want to share my testimony, parts and pieces of it as it applies to what I believe that the Holy Spirit wants me to share today. And so you're more than welcome. Please do say, but what about this? Yeah. Or, you know, redirect me. Yes, put on the, blinders so I can keep looking. Straightforward, but I want to start by saying this, that each person that God has created is a treasure, has treasure, and then is able to attain more treasure from God. And it's not a matter of as we're born and then we live this life. Oh, I hope that I can find if God has something great for me. I hope that I can. No, I tell you, at the moment that God created you, this was such a great revelation for me to know. I did not know this when I was young, when I was not walking with the Lord, but that God created me as a treasure. You know, the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, 4 through 5, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, not just to him, but to us also, as we know. And he says, listen, before I formed you in the womb, yeah, I knew you. Yeah. And this word "knew" right there isn't like, oh, I know that guy. No, right. This is an intimate no. It's new, an intimate new. And I like that God put it in the past tense. Absolutely. He's like, oh, no, listen. This isn't me getting to know you. I already knew you, mm-hmm, and I consecrated you, appointed you. And God did. He assigned us. He gave us talents, gifts, abilities. We were already God's treasure before we trashed ourselves and got into sin and did this and did that and were disobedient and doubted God, didn't know God, cursed God, all those things that we encounter in a life. Okay, so we are a treasure. And today I'd really like to talk about the fact that that word treasure is really important. You guys, it's so important because I studied on treasure because God said, look up that word. I want you to understand what I mean by treasure. Is it not interesting that God didn't say this? He did not say that these valuables are in earthen vessels. He did not say these gems and jewels are in earthen vessels. He said this treasure is in earthen vessels, we being the earthen vessels. But listen, the treasure that is in us, a treasure by the very definition indicates something that was of huge, great value, but died, was buried and resurrected up. It was found. It was dug up. And see, God knew before he made us, that not only the treasure of Christ that is in us, but the treasure also, which that is the entire treasure, but all those things, the consecration, the appointments, the giftings, callings, talents, all that value, God called that a treasure because he knew what would happen to it. He already knew. And so he said, this treasure is in earthen vessels. And so there are many times in our lives when we take that treasure. God showed me this. I just have to say, in open vision one time, sometimes you're praying and God just brings this whole picture to the forefront of your mind and your spirit. And I saw it and God said, Kim, you are tethered to that treasure. You're tethered to your calling. You're tethered to who I've created you to be. You're tethered to it. And a tether, if you look way back in the times when they used tethers, I mean, we can make a lot of things now, but there was something about a tether. And the tether was interesting because it could be used in materials to abuse, but then the tether that God uses, he said, oh, look what I've done. Look what I've done. I've tethered you with the tether that only I can create. And so there are times in your life when, due to shame, disobedience, abuse, you're confused, times in your life, whatever they might be, you know, I found, and I think that many people who are listening will find as well, you've dug a hole, you've buried that treasure somewhere, parts and points in your life, you're stuck there at many different points at the same time. Why? Because you're tethered to that treasure. You're still attached to God's calling and his dream. And when you bury it, when you hide it, when you dig a hole and put it deep, deep down and cover it up. Listen, you're like a kite with a string stuck in the ground. You can only ever go so far. God has to set you free. Not by cutting the tether. No, by unearthing the treasure, because it's a part of you. It must fly with you. It must fly with you.
Now, I have to ask you this.
Yes.
I'm sure you did not get that revelation overnight.
No, okay. Absolutely not.
So yeah. Let's talk about your growing up, mm-hmm, and how you actually came to that realization.
Amen.
Tell us a little bit about how you grew up in your past, your family life, where you grew up, etc.
And as I'm sharing that with you, I want to share something with the listeners that I did share with the gentleman before we opened up the mics for the program today. And that is that just as God sees and knows and is intimately acquainted with all that he's created you to be, we would be quite remiss if we didn't understand. And we need to know, not to give us fear, but to give us wisdom to know that the devil operating in the spirit realms also sees. And he's like, you know what? I want to stop this at every juncture. And so at pivotal times when he sees there might be growth, you might have a revelation. You may come to the Lord, whatever that might be. You may come free of that addiction or that chain. Satan comes along and listen, he come in through windows we left open. He just used opportune times. He even, you know, left Jesus. Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And what did the Bible say? The devil left to come back in an opportune time. Now we know there was no great opportune time to you know, have Jesus fall. Amen. We know that. But so when I was growing up, I grew up in a very abusive home. My father was quiet, big, strong, but not he was just abusive. I only knew an expression of emotion or personality when he was angry. And it seemed as though he was angry with me a lot. Now, let me say this. I was a very hyper child. I know you would have no idea.
No.
I know of that right now. Isn't that something? I mean, shocker. But the thing is that I had so much overabundance of it. Mm. Listen, you listeners who are listening right now, if you're different, people call you strange, and maybe you do deal with a hyperness or an extra. That's what I always tell young people or middle-aged people, old people. You just have a little bit extra of something God already gave you.
It's God's unique fingerprint on you.
Yeah. You just balance it out. It's nothing you need to stop or get rid of. But I learned to be shameful of it. Mm. When I was young, they treated me for epilepsy because I would – so hyper, I would shake. Wow. I would concentrate on things and shake. And so I learned quickly when that was rising up in me, that hyperness, all that energy, my name would be called out. I was made to feel bad about who I was. And then I believe that played also into the abuse at home. My parents would say, "We just want you to be normal." Mm-hmm. Wow, to hear that, like I'm not. Mm-hmm. "We just want you to calm down. Why can't you just be like..." Mm-hmm.
So in all of that, just to interject,
yes,
you mentioned the enemy and you mentioned the father,
right?
Truth, which how the Bible describes God is he's the father of truth.
Yes.
And then you have the enemy who's the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So was there any lies then, even at that tender age, that you were bringing in into your life?
Oh, there were a lot of lies that were allowed in. And as I said, some that I've, you know, already discussed there in the last couple of minutes. But just everything, you begin to question everything about you. You have, I believe, God designs men and women as mothers and fathers to be certain co-parts of an example of Christ. And when you don't have that solid thing. And, you know, my mom had some issues. And that's something I'm not even going to discuss in this program, something we discovered a bit later in that turned a new light on some things when we were young. But I found within myself that people who were also not strong in Christ, I didn't know Jesus, right? I was taken to church, but you got to have a relationship with Jesus. You can know A, B, and C, but boy, I tell you what, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I did not. So there was a pivotal point in my life when my mom moved out and had a place. I didn't know where she was living. My brother had moved off to a different city. My sister had gotten married, and she and her husband went into the Air Force. And so here I was alone, and with this dad that I was afraid of, didn't have a good relationship with. So, listen, that fright, confusion, questioning turned then bitterness. Boy, I'm all I have. And so I actually had developed an eating disorder called bulimia. And you wonder sometimes, how did that even get in my mind to do that? Oh, well, that would be the devil, right? He's saying, hey. So bulimia is an interesting eating disorder because you take all of your hurts, frustrations, things you think you don't have control over, you stuff them all down. And in that cycle of binging and purging, which I believe is a cycle that rises up in you from the enemy, and when you then purge, what you're doing is you're getting rid of all of that. I am in control. I can do whatever I want to with that stuff. And I can then do whatever I want to afterwards. Just get rid of you. And let me tell you something that I found out. And I'm watching our time. There's so much to share from what Christ has done. But when I came to know the Lord at the age of 23, and I was in radio at that time, that's a whole other testimony, incredible, but I was smoking weed, I was drinking anything to numb, anything to feel a numb or a, okay, man, chill. So you really don't have to think about what's really going on. And God, I always say, was waiting on Friday. The devil was watching that. Monday was horrible. Tuesday was excruciating. Wednesday was terrible. Thursday, you know, might as well give it all up. But Friday, it was January 1st of 1990. And I bowed my knees, you know, to the Lord. And I had been through all the, you know, this eating disorder for 8 years and the anger and the hyperness and putting me on medications, phenobarbital from the time I was in the crib, banging my head till I got into preschool. Now, when suddenly being taken off that, and this adds to the mix, I was then getting in trouble for it. I'm just going to say, I was wetting the bed. I was crying out at night. I was seeing things in the corner of my room. What do you think it was? Yeah. Immediately, they took me off of it. I was hallucinating. I was feeling withdrawal symptoms. Mm. You see, all this, the devil was like, let me just mess her up. I was going to do all these things. But so I bow my knees, age of 23, and I just said, God, if you're real, And I really meant it. If you're real, I need to know. Mm. And of course he is. And of course he tells us. And then began that incredible relationship with Christ. But, you know, he said, forgive your father and be to him what he should have been to you. Mm. And so and I obeyed in that. That's hard. But I did that. And he said, you know, give up the things you say you love the most right now for me. And here's our thing. He said, you can finally be the Kim that I've created you to be. And it wasn't till many years later that I understood that I couldn't receive that revelation. There was so much going on. Yeah. Couldn't receive the revelation of the treasure quite yet. But then God, yes, he showed me as you walk along and mature in him, showed me about that treasure. And in ways where even though you grow in Christ, there's some ways that God will strike you and wound you in a beautiful way and say, you still don't trust me here. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. No, no, no. And it was that daddy-daughter thing I had to work out, that relationship in some areas with my Heavenly Father. And I wound up being in a very abusive marriage because I had still not matured in that area of making that correct choice. And that just wound up to be a crazy thing. But we see now all these places in life where Satan said, I want her to dig a hole and bury it down, and I want her to be so tethered and chained in all these areas that she'll never get free. But hallelujah, can I say that I am free?
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And we are going to continue this.
Yeah.
This is Gil Michelle. We're here with Kevin. I'm here with Kevin Michelin. And we are having also our special guest, Kimberly Ann Bond. She's sharing her testimony, powerful testimony of what God has done in her life. But we'll continue with that. You made a point that I want to get back to after the break.
Mm-hmm.
You said, God said, I want you to be the Kim that you were designed to be.
Yes.
And so we're gonna further talk about that.
Amen.
And how that all played out
Amen.
In your walk. So
Amen.
We'll be right back right after this.
So let me ask you, who is doing the bookkeeping and payroll for your church? Is it the pastor or a very worn out volunteer? Why not contact the experts at churchaccountingservices.com? We work within your schedule to make sure these important financial tasks are taken care of at a price you can afford and with no fuss. So contact us today at churchaccountingservices.com.
Attention all contractors, property owners, and construction managers. Are you looking for an environmentally friendly demolition service that will save you money while providing jobs to those in need? Then look no further. Jenka Services keeps you conscious while employing and training people who need jobs. We also offer finishing services like drywall installation and site prep work. So call Jenga Services today at 574-520-0225 and receive a free quote for your project.
All right. And we are back with Kimberly Ann Bonds, and we are going through her testimony. And, man, what a testimony it is. We're really trying to pull this out of Kimberly because – she's a bit shy.
And, no, it's hard to get me to share stuff.
Yeah, really. She's such a wallflower, such an introvert. But before the break, we were talking about a statement you said that the Lord said, and I want to further develop that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kim, I want you to be the Kimberly Ann that I designed you to be.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly? Could you unpack that a little bit?
What that means, and it goes back to what we talked about even in the beginning of the program, we come to a place in our relationship as the Holy Spirit reveals to us, we see in a mirror and we see Christ reverberated back to us and we say, well, so that's who I am. That's who I'm to be. That's what you've given me. We learn that from the Word of God, from studying, from the revelation, from the Holy Spirit through the Word and through our prayer time. And so that Kim that God created Kim to be was all even of especially, let me say this, especially the areas, look at the areas where Satan dogs you on and he presses you and he's just trying to destroy. What does the Bible say in John 10:10? It says, God says the thief comes not. He doesn't come for any other reason. Please mark this, not any other reason, but to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy. And God says, but I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly and to the full. And all of the life and all of the fullness, again, the consecration, the appointment, all those things that God had in mind before he formed me in my mother's womb, that he placed in me and made in me, that's who he wanted Kim to be. And you know what that is? That's freedom. That's being able to be transparent, absolutely real, not soft or lazy, or, well, this is just who I am, so, you know, I'm just going to do. No, not that. Not that. We're expected to discipline ourselves according to the Word of God and be balanced and all of that. But But I am not like you or you. Mm-hmm. You listeners right now, no one has your fingerprint, the fingerprint in your soul, in your heart. No one is exactly just like you. You're so intricate. And so it's that one that God has created you to be, that we all can find that person and that uniqueness, that value, that treasure that is in us.
Mm. So you get to be, you mentioned that you're became a believer at the age of 23.
Right.
Up to that point, it seems like there was a lot of chaos, a lot of things, drama that has taken place in your life.
Yeah.
Did you have your son at that before or after?
I got married at the age of 30. Okay. I had been in the ministry, like when I was 23, in secular radio. Yeah. And I'd been in secular radio for 4.5 years at that point. And then I came to know the Lord, and all my homies and cronies were in secular radio. And I wanted to get out quick.
Because, yeah,
well,
yeah.
And here's the thing. I wanted to get out quick because I also understood, too, then the power of music. And that is things that you feed into yourself and you listen to, and they, you know.
So vital.
Right. Yeah. You can identify. Like, if you listen to a song that you identify with. If you're angry, you feel more angry. If you're sad, you feel more sad. But the life-giving, wonderful Christian music gives you the solution with that. So anyway, I wanted to get out, and God specifically said, I have called you to be light in a dark place, so don't try to leave. Don't you know then some other offers came from some other stations during that time? I was at a station called Zip 104 at that time. It doesn't exist now. It's 103.9 on the dial or something like that. But God said, witness to everyone that I bring your way. And when you're done, I will release you. And he did in a miraculous way. Just quickly, I just happened to stop at my mom's. She happened to have her hand. We know happens. There's no coincidence. God did it. Yeah. She happened to have her hands in the dishwater. The phone rang. Everything at the same time. And she went, can you get the phone? I got the phone. And a guy answered the phone. And he said, oh, this is going to sound strange, but I'm trying to get a hold of your mom. He gave her name, and I'm calling for my mom, but she just dropped her bag of groceries, and so she handed me the phone. So here we are, these two separate people on both ends of the phone for our moms going, well, what's going on? He said, my name is, and he was someone that worked here at Lissy Broadcasting in TV. And he said, and I'm like, I know that name. Oh, my goodness. Well, let me tell you something. And I said, I just started a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I told him. He told them here. They listened to me that night. They heard the testimony, heard me on the air. They offered me the job.
Wow.
So that was hands off. God said, I will do things for you. If you obey me, I'll work all that out. You don't have to manipulate anything or, you know, if you just obey God, he work it out.
Amen.
He'll do it.
Wow.
We have an hour today, right?
Yeah,
I'm thinking.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to ask this. Before that, before the show, we had a conversation.
Yeah.
We were asking you, what exactly is your passion right now? And you mentioned that your passion is to help wounded people who are stuck. Could you go into that a little bit more as well?
I will. And I'm going to catch the end of your question as well, because I don't think I went off on that other trail. But I just want to say this, and it ties into the passion. Mm-hmm. And give me the, you know, under the chin sign when we need to stop. I might have to grab both arms and say, cease. But yes, I had.
It's like Robin Williams.
Well.
That's a compliment.
And you know, that's all right.
He's like, okay.
But I had been in a very abusive marriage, and it was that devil appearing as an angel of light, again, to deceive the very elect, the devil knowing that I was not healed yet from that area. God had healed me of so many things, and so I was in an abusive marriage, and I got pregnant on my honeymoon, and I was only married for a year, but I called them the stalking years. And I did end that marriage, and then the stalking years went on. And those were the excruciating things, again, for another time. But so God brought me out of that. Have an incredible son. He's all the much stronger because it's just been he and I. Mm-hmm. And I've always been very strong with him in spiritual conversations. Now, my passion, I will tell you, and it also ties into, let's talk and revisit just for a second, that eating disorder, it being a way to control situations. And when I came to know the Lord, God said, he removed everything. I mean, my propensity for drinking, you know, my addiction to, you know, weed and all these things. But God said, and I begged him, please remove this bulimia, I hate this thing. It's awful. It makes you lie. It makes you hide. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And you hate it. And God said, I will not remove this from you, because you have allowed it to be like octopus tentacles wrapping around everything in the inside of you. You're going to need to extract it out one area at a time, because it is your way of being in control, Kim, even with me. And so I did walk through that and had studied about it and learned about it. And can I say this? the devil always is a counterfeit. And so the peace of God that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. I just have to be real, okay, because there are some listeners out here that are dealing with bulimia and other things that are like strangling you like a boa constrictor in the process of binging, you know, you shove down, purging, you bring it up. When I began to study, do you know that there's a chemical that is released, you know, when you're sick to your stomach? Mm-hmm. Sure. You have the stomach flu. And you go, I don't want to. And then you do, right? Yeah. And then you lay down on your bed, and what happens? You go, oh, I feel really good. Yeah. Do you know that God designed a chemical that is released so that you could relax and be healed? Do you know that when you force yourself to do that, the same chemical is released? Wow. So wow. I couldn't feel peace unless I did that cycle. So, do you hear me, people? Yeah. This is how the devil perpetuates cycles. So my passion is this. Dig up, find the treasure of who you are. Be that person that God has created you to be. The downtrodden, the confused, the hurting, the questioning. Those with incredible giftings, and you all have incredible giftings. None is bigger than another. None. But my passion is to find that one and pull him, her out and go, look, you need to see who you are in Christ. Aside from all this, and God used this and that even because of, but to go to the downtrodden, the ones that don't have a voice, they can't seem to hear their eyes. You know, you want to open up the eyes of the blind and open up the hearing and give a voice. God has a voice for you in whatever way he does so. My passion is to bring that out in all peoples because all peoples are a treasure.
Amen.
I love your passion. I love your heart, Kimberly Ann Bonds. And you are just a treasure being here with
Thank
us.
You.
And God has some amazing things yet store for your
Amen.
Life.
Amen. We believe that, right? Yeah.
So tell us how we can get in contact with you, how your ministry, how do people stay in contact with you?
Well, I actually have a program called Heart to Heart that airs on this very station Monday through Friday at 8 in the morning till 8:30. My website, I'll point you to that, KimberlyAnnMinistries.com, and just plug in. It's a tool for you to use for helps in life. Testimony is there, contact page is there, audio devotions, hundreds and hundreds of them on the audio devotion page. So you can just listen to as many as you need to or like. They're free for you. Let God speak to you and talk to you, and it is his heart to your heart. We get to be the conduit. It's all him, and that's what's wonderful. He's an amazing God.
Amen. Well, I don't think there's any better way to end off today. If you also want to stay in contact with us and with His Stories, you can do so by going to HisStoriesBroadcast.com or HisStoriesPodcast.com. We strongly encourage you to please go to our Facebook, sign up for our newsletter, which is there, and also subscribe on iTunes. We're trying to really get up our subscriber base up, so please do that as well. And don't forget to hit the donate button when you're on the website. These broadcasts are not free.
Oh, I'm there. I'm hitting it now.
You're hitting it. Good. I'm glad. Woo! Good. Hit it. All right, you guys. Well, be blessed. Let's close in prayer.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week. Mm. So, Father, we just
go ahead.
Pray. Thank you. We just thank you, Lord, for your presence today, Lord. Thank you for such a powerful testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for using Kimberly Ann Bonds in a mighty way, Lord God, to reach your people and to be so real and transparent with all that she's gone through in life. Well, not all, but some of what she shared with us today. Bless our listeners, Lord God, and let there be complete and total freedom by the word of your testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you for listening to His Stories Broadcast. We hope that you take a moment to look at us online for more encouraging stories of God transforming lives. We would also like to hear your stories, so drop us a line at HisStoriesBroadcast.com. That's HisStoriesBroadcast.com to add your part to the story God is telling.